Welcome to Intentional Living Center. I'm Randy Carlson. Faith. You know, we live by faith. Those of us who are followers of Christ, it is a faith walk. We don't see God. We can't touch Him. We walk by faith. Do you walk by faith? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and this is the Intentional Living Center. And I want to remind you, our phone line is open to you for your comments today. You can call us at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. We always enjoy hearing from you. What's on your heart and mind and your thoughts about today's topic? Maybe you've been going through it and you've had to step out by faith. Maybe it's been a real positive thing. You've stepped out to trust God for something big in your life. Or maybe you just are at a spot where you really feel you have no choice but to really be obedient and follow God by faith. Share it with us, 888-888-1717. You know, you walk by faith. You know, so much of life in our culture today really revolves around empirical studies. We live in a time of if I can't see it, touch it, measure it, it doesn't exist. And the faith in this generation is really something that is a challenge to communicate. And yet, all of us live by faith. We live by faith and virtually every day. Faith that I'm going to drive down the street and the guy in front of me isn't going to, you know, going to plow into me. Faith that when I sit on the chair, it's going to hold me up. Faith that there'll be oxygen to breathe today. You know, we live by faith in so many areas of things that we can't see and touch and smell. But when it comes to faith in the ultimate of that there's a creator and trust Him for the essence of our life, for the daily activities of our life, for who we are, it's difficult for some people. Let's give a definition of faith, and then we're going to take some calls here and hear your stories about faith. Hebrews chapter 11 is probably one of the best places to go, because here the writer to the Hebrews gives a very clear, in one sentence, a very succinct description of what faith is. He says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Boy, that's quite a picture. It's what we hope for, but we do not see. And at the same time, let's be careful, because it's easy for us to jump into things and be contrary to God's word and not pray and not have good counsel. And then we're in our desperation reaching up and say, "God, I'm living by faith. You're going to have to work all this out." Well, He loves you, and He may, but He may also allow you to go through a lot of pain. So much of the faith walk experience comes down to the aftermath of not walking by faith up front, trusting Him. So that's a whole other discussion, isn't it? We'll get into that as well. Talking about faith today from the Intentional Living Center.
What does it mean to you to be intentional in your faith?
Intentional to me is as much as I can remember to through the course of every day to ask the Lord, what next?
I try to live out what the Bible tells me to do, treat people the way I want to be treated. I try to instill my good values and let them see that in me and my behavior. I hope that that shines through, because that's what the Word tells you to do.
I would say that it's always being conscious of my surroundings and stuff, and realizing that I'm here for a purpose, and I always need to be conscious of that and just show how Christ is in my life and how I share that love He has for me with others.
It means I have to think about it. It means I have to talk it over with God and see what He wants in my life. It changes sometimes every day. There's long-term plans and short-term plans, but at this point, it's purposely making a difference.
Also known as intentionally making a difference, right? With purpose. Faith walks today. Jean, Florida. Hi there, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. We're talking faith today. What caused you to call in and talk to us about faith today?
Well, I've always had faith in my life, and I've always depended on God to guide me. And before I do anything, I always pray and ask God's guidance. But I'm self-employed. So I had a building that I was working out of, and the rent was a little more than I can afford. And I prayed about it, and I asked God to help me find another building. So I found the building, and so I thought. And I thought it was secure because I prayed about it. And I thought God had said yes. So I went out of the country, and I came back, and I found out that the building was no longer available, and that somebody had paid 3 months in advance. So I was really disappointed, and I was like, God, I prayed. But then I had to realize that just because we have faith in God and we have faith in things doesn't always mean that God is going to say yes. Mm. God, I felt like God may have said no or not right now. You need to wait. But anyway, meanwhile, there was a building right in front of me, right across the street from me, that was vacant when I moved into my building. And a gentleman was working out in the yard, and I came over and I introduced myself to welcome him to the neighborhood. He said, no, this is not my my building. It's my father's. He said, have you thought about renting my building? Mm. I said, renting your building? I said, no. I said, your building is more than I can handle, more than I can pay. He said, talk to my father and see what happens. Well, a few days later, his father showed up, and he came over, and he said, what do you think about renting my building? I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, come over and look. Well, I've seen the building before, and the roof was too low, and I was like, God, I can't do that. I just can't. It's too low. I can't do this. But I came in, and God had given me a new life on my look and what I was thinking and what I was feeling. And God opened the doors, and the gentleman said, we worked out a deal, and it's something I can afford. Mm. I feel very comfortable. And I feel like God wants us to know that he's there.
Yes.
He may not answer us the way we want him to and when we want him to. But if we just have faith and trust in him, he would always come through for us.
Gene, that's a great point. Just because we have faith, don't attach to that. That means that God is a genie in the bottle and has to do what we told him to do or even ask him to do, because God is God and we are not. And faith is really trusting, ultimately, trusting that God has the best in store for us. You know, I think of a picture of a small child who may be in the car seat, you know, in the back, and they ultimately need to trust mom and dad, right? Because ultimately, mom and dad have to make decisions and go certain places, or they can continue to fight and scream and kick and say it's got to be this way, when ultimately mom and dad have the best intentions in mind. God, they have the best for the child. And even though the child wants to go over here, the parents know going over here is even better. So part of trust is not, remember, trust isn't just saying, God, I have faith in you that you're going to do what I want, but I have faith that you're going to do what is right and best for me. And Jean echoes that in her story today. 888-1717 is the Intentional Living Center number.
Do you remember the seagulls from Finding Nemo? Hi, this is Stephen Davis with Intentional Living. When they spotted him, they all cried out, mine, and on and on and on it went. You know, I think it's easy to relate to those seagulls. We are, after all, such selfish creatures. Even when we were very little. I mean, was it natural for you to want to share your stuff? And now that we're grown up, it's all about the stuff we have, the stuff that belongs to us, and the stuff we want. Now, there's nowhere in the Bible which is quite as repetitive as those seagulls. But King David does mention the word my 8 times in one verse. In Psalm 18:2, he says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Well, when you think about the Lord, how many my's can you come up with? How many ways can you relate to him? How many roles does he play in your life? How many needs does he fulfill? I know David could have gone much more than 8 times. Can you? When you live life in his presence, that means the Lord should not only be all you need, but all you got. There's a verse in Psalm 73 that makes this quite clear. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. As you go through your day, don't think about the stuff you have or don't have. Rather, think about the one who has you and all that you have in him. For Intentional Living, I'm Stephen Davis.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen's a part of our team. In fact, on the phone right now, taking calls, people walking by faith or trying to, which can be tough. Jill is in Tennessee today. Jill, welcome to our program.
Hi.
Hi there. It says here you're right in the middle of it right now, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm right in the middle of the storm, I guess you could say. It's kind of different that I've never listened to your program before, and I just felt God calling me to call you for some reason. Oh. I've never done this before.
Well, I'm glad you called. Did you just find us on the radio?
I had heard about you guys a couple weeks ago. Somebody was telling me about the radio station that you have, and I was just flipping through, and I thought, I'll just stop here and listen
Good.
To this today.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's great.
Terrific. Well, we're glad to be here for you, Jill, and we're glad to be here. You're in the Chattanooga area, right?
Yeah, I'm near Chattanooga,
Well, I'm glad you called. What are you going through? How can we pray for you?
Well, 5 years ago, I prayed for restoration of my marriage. 3 years ago, to the day last Sunday, my sister-in-law was killed in the tornadoes that hit our area.
Yes.
And we had that scare last night. Again, 3 months ago, my husband and I separated, not by my choice, but by God's design. We have 4 kids. We've been married 12 years. And God is showing me every day that He is still working His hand in our marriage. I pray weekly with a friend of mine. He has divine appointments for me. As far as my husband goes, I pray for him every day. My kids and I pray for him every day. We have planted seeds. We try to cook him dinner a couple nights a week or make him a little care package. A Sunday we wrote letters to him because we knew it was a hard day for him too. It was his sister that was killed. And we prayed over him at church, and we left him on his pillow. He's currently staying with his brother. He just shows me every day that, you know, the things that happened, I don't trust my husband anymore. I love him, but I know that I can trust God with him.
Boy, that's a profound perspective. But it doesn't make the pain any less real for you, does it?
No, it doesn't. It does not. But I know there are things about myself I needed to learn and that I probably would never have learned them had this all happened.
Well, Jill, let me ask a question. We've got thousands of people listening around the country from coast to coast, north and south, east and west. And if you could articulate in one sentence what you're trusting God for, so we can all join you in prayer. Those who believe in prayer and those who will, there'll be hundreds, I'm sure, who will pray for you even now. If you could articulate in one sentence, what is it you're trusting God for?
I'm trusting God to deliver my husband, to deliver my marriage, so that we can do the things that God has called us to do, so that we can bring people to Christ with what we've been through.
It's hard
to relate to people if you've never walked through fire. So we're walking through the fire right now, and I just pray that one day we can use that to win people to Christ.
Well, Jill, listen, I've been around long enough and talked to enough people and have seen stories of absolute revolutionized and changed marriages. As people change, marriages change. Marriages change, families change, communities change. And so we're going to trust God with you for that. And can I pray with you?
Yes, please.
And let me tell you, we're glad you're listening. And I know that the station there, Family Life Radio, throughout the day will bring you much encouragement as it, too, presents throughout the day not only music but things that will help you live intentionally in your walk. So let me pray for you.
Yes.
Lord, you just heard Jill share what the desire of her heart is. Certainly seems consistent with your word, and her heart and motivation certainly appear to be those that would be drawing closer to you. And it wasn't just about herself, but was for her husband and for reaching people for you. We pray, and in faith, believing that you will do a miracle. We don't know what that means, what the outcome of all that will look like, but we ask you to do your work. And in the process, that you'll continue, Lord, to give this young woman, give Jill peace and confidence in you as she goes through her day. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Jill, thank you for calling today.
No, thank you for taking my call.
And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe you relate. People on Facebook do. On that topic, I'll read some of those coming up as well. 888-888-1717. Tension Living is here, our center, for one reason. to help you know that there's a purpose today for marriage, to help you know there's a purpose for your life. And as you live your purpose in faith every day, you can finish life, finish today, free, free in Him.
How I'm living intentionally is changing the music that I listen to. You know, certain kind of hip-hop music and certain kind of alternative rock and roll music, the lyrics don't really put you in the line of following in Christ's word. So I'm just eliminating that type of music from my music library.
Hi, I have been intentional and focused by studying Philippians, and it teaches you to keep joy in your heart and Christ in your center no matter what. And when you've got Christ in your heart, you can be intentional and help others.
Me and my wife, we live our lives intentionally by sharing the Word of God through the reservation, through singing ministry and whatnot. We just want to thank you and your team for everything that you've done through your programming of bringing God's message.
The thing I'm doing that's intentional the most is praying for my coworkers. And I'm trying to teach them about God's love and mercy. That is what I'm doing intentionally for Jesus.
Here's one thing that my wife Donna tells me that I need more of in my life. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. She says, Randy, you need to have more fun. I tend to be overloaded with stressors in my life and I let them weigh me down. So be sure you enjoy one another in your marriage. Be more playful in your relationship. Find ways to express fun times together and humor and enjoying each other. Find shared interest and make time to share those activities with each other. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, that you are to let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. And I love being with Donna. I enjoy the anticipation of times together. One of the things I'm working on, I invite you to join me, is to have more fun. And when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, hey, listen, that is one thing we're working on. My wife reminds me, hey, listen, let's have a little more fun. I think when you're in a position where you really focus on helping people and you really feel very passionate about a calling, about what God has on your heart, it's easy sometimes to carry the burden too much. So have some fun. By the way, that was the Intentional Living Minute, which is heard on radio around the country and online around the world, on Facebook, in fact. We post that every day. And if you'd like to hear it again or share it with someone else, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. And here's something really cool. When you like our Facebook page, a new video every day, a 60-second Intentional Living Minute, will come from me to you, to your newsfeed every day. Magically, it'll appear there in your newsfeed. So again, go to facebook.com/intentionalliving, or you can get to the Facebook page through our website at theintentionallife.com. And I hope you will do that, okay? Don't go away. We'll be back with more Intentional Living here in just a minute.
Remember when tying a string around your finger helped remind you of something? Well, it's not a thing anymore since that one guy ruined it for the rest of us.
That's really tight. I can't feel my finger anymore. Help!
That's why at the Intentional Living store, you can get your own wristband. It's a physical reminder that the intentional life is lived one right thing at a time. And when you use that wristband, the Power of One Thing book, and the free online Intentional One Thing Challenge, you'll go from good intentions to developing transformational habits. The Intentional Living store at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center, where we not only have this broadcast, which is iPod and on radio and streamed around the world, but also our conferences, our resources, online classes, a course called Your One Thing Challenge. It's a 101 class on living an intentional life. Four videos that I teach. We have coming with it. You'll be getting some ebooks and regular verses and reminders and so on for 30 days to help you think about living intentionally. Now, Tina is in Michigan. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Randy.
Welcome to the program today. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. I wanted to share a story of faith. I was facilitating a Bible study, and the lesson we were learning is if you see God moving, adjust your life and follow God.
Yes.
And I had taught this, you know, facilitated this Bible study two or three times, and this time it happened to be in 2012, and in the last 15 years, I have had the opportunity to go and serve for five different school years in a school over in Asia.
Hmm.
And I had told the kids that I had in second grade and in fifth grade, my dream is to come back and watch you walk across the platform as you graduate 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, Miss Tina, we would love that. And I said, I would love it too. I will try to come back. Well, I had come back home here to the States in 2007 and, you know, had talked about it, but never thought it would happen. Well, we're doing this lesson. When you see God moving, adjust your schedule and go with Him. God provided in 3.5 weeks' time the money for my flight and all the financing for me to go. And miracle of miracles, oh. I got a visa to
wow.
go. Many times we don't even get a visa. So I went over there, and the first month my purse was stolen at a wedding, so I had no ATM card to get my money out of my bank. And I was like, okay, Lord. So the gal downstairs said, I've got too much money from here and not enough from U.S. I'll pay your bills, and you can just send checks to my brother when you get home. Because I knew I was only going to be there for the graduation time. So I was only going to be there for 3 months or a little less than that. And then I said, thank you, Lord. No problem. Obviously, you know, somebody needed that purse worse than I did. And then as I was getting ready to leave, the passport people, immigration said, you're not going anywhere. You don't have a legal visa. I said, what? And they said, no, give us your baggage claim. You're not going anywhere. So they went and they got my luggage off of my flight. And I was like, okay, Lord. Well, anyway, God provided everything I needed for 3 extra days there, perfect peace. I never worried about it, and God got me home the day before I started my new job.
There you go. There's the story. You know, the details sometimes get in the way when we think about ultimately God is the author of our lives, if we allow Him to be. And if we don't, boy, we're in trouble. That's what faith is all about. Thanks, Tina.
Hi, my name is Harry. After some bad decisions I made and some bad people I hung around, I ended up being HIV positive, and I have Hep B and Hep C and a bunch of other things, but that's not important. I know that God can heal, and I'm not even worried about that right now. My life, I'm doing pretty well as far as my health is concerned, considering all the things that I've been through. I've had 2 pulmonary embolisms and all kinds of stuff that I should have been gone, but the Lord has kept me here for a purpose. What's really bothering me right now is that I lost 2 brothers within a year, and I love them both dearly. One of them was saved and the other one wasn't, and I'm not sure how to handle that. I don't know why they were taken from me. My intentions are to be closer to Him. Sometimes tragedy brings us even closer to Him because we have to depend on Him even more. And I'm certainly doing that now because all I need right now is Jesus. I love Him with all my heart, mind, soul, and body, and that's my intention.
Boy, Harry, listen, let me pray for you, brother. I don't know if you're listening right now because that was a spot you left on our comment line, but I think others will join us in prayer for you. You're obviously needing some encouragement. You need some help. You need to get to a church, get plugged into a good church, get some support around you, some men who can encourage you on your journey in Christ. And from the lessons you've learned from where you've been, I encourage you to live intentionally every day. Yours is a daily experience. Today, I'm going to trust God. Today, I'm going to make the right decisions and doing the next right one thing. So, Father, I do pray for Harry and many others who are listening like Harry today who are struggling. We know that as we choose to unleash the power of living intentionally in You, trusting You, experiencing Your grace and mercy, and then living with our thinking changed, our attitude changed, our behavior changed, that radical things can happen in our lives. Thank you for allowing us today to be intentional. And I pray that you'll be with Harry and others who are struggling, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 23, he says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward." That's a very interesting and powerful verse. I was at Chick-fil-A yesterday. Don't you love Chick-fil-A? I was there yesterday at lunchtime, and the young guy behind the counter, I don't know, he's probably 18, 20 years old, and he was just outgoing. He was, "How are you, sir? And how's your day?" And it wasn't phony. You could just see it, who it was. So after I had my lunch, I went back up to there and I said, "What makes you so happy?" He said, "You know what?" He said, "I'm happy today because I am so busy and I hate being bored." And this was a guy that just, and in fact, you see a lot of that in Chick-fil-A employees, don't you? It's part of, I think, their hiring culture, that they hire people that have great passion for life and excited about life. You can see that through his life, that this was a young man who wanted to make his life have purpose. That's an excerpt from a teaching this month that's on the topic of 6 ways to give lasting purpose to your work. And boys, I was watching that young man that day in between my Chick-fil-A sandwich. I saw this young man with passion. And I thought to myself, man, if he continues to live this way, I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but boy, if he knows Christ and he has an attitude like that, man, you can't lose. I mean, that is the way to live a life with purpose and passion and focus and, of course, living intentionally. So this month, the teaching is 6 ways to give that kind of lasting purpose, meaning to your work, whatever it may be, and it's coming to our members. If you're a member, watch for it. It's on its way. It may already be at your home. If it's not, it will be pretty soon. If you're not a part of the membership team, I hope you'll join today. Your monthly support is appreciated, allows us to continue to do the mission that God has given us together to reach people with this message of hope, intentional living. And you'll start receiving a new teaching every month, including this one, as you join today. It's sort of our audio monthly newsletter with this teaching included as a way of saying thank you for being part of the team. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call 888-888-1717, press number 4. All right, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.